Well, JJ, tension between the United States and China really it's at a high point. And for 1 year, the two leaders have not had any discussion. I mean, even a telephone conversation, apparently. So yeah, I mean, the tension's very high, a lot of issues out there, and deconfliction is critical to ensure that we move forward and we don't slip into stumble into conflict.
So, how would this meeting be deconflict any of that? Is this even a platform for that kind of thing, or is this just a step in the right direction?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, but it's more than that. It's an opportunity for President Joe Biden to put some markers down on issues that are so sensitive, like Taiwan, and the need for a peaceful resolution to issues between the People's Republic of China and Taiwan, to talk about the South China Sea and the possibility of conflict in the South China Sea, to talk about the need for mill-to-mill communication so that we don't stumble into conflict, to talk about fentanyl that's coming into this country, killing thousands and thousands of Americans. Yeah, there are a lot of issues that need to be discussed. And I think this is an opportunity for Joe Biden to put a number of these issues on the table so that Xi Jinping can hear the US view on these issues. And conversely, we can hear Xi Jinping's views on these issues to see if there's some common ground, if we can come to some agreement on some of these very critical issues.
Does anyone, do you think, know the plan, what China's plan is for what it's doing? Because we've known for years that China's engaged in massive intellectual espionage. It's engaged in violation of airspace. I mean, the balloons that we saw last year and perhaps many others before, and their statements about becoming the world's premier business power, very soon. Does anyone really know what China's planning to do, and are they on that plan?
I think there's a good sense we know what China's intentions are. I think Xi Jinping has made his intentions very clear. He spoke about 2049, the centennial of the establishment of the People's Republic of China in 1949. And by that time, China will be the preeminent global power. He spoke about China having a military that's been totally modernized, that is on a par with the United States, certainly by 2035. We're looking at it even sooner than that. He's made it very clear about his views on Taiwan, that he, being the People's Republic of China has the option of using their military to unify with Taiwan. There's no ambiguity on some of those big issues, but you mentioned intellectual property theft. Yes, absolutely. Not a level playing field when it comes to trade and other issues with China. Absolutely. These are issues that we need to communicate very clearly to Xi Jinping and to China and the leadership around him that we will not tolerate some of this behavior or any of this behavior.
What makes us think this is going to be any different? China's been, when confronted about things that they've done that are illegal and wrong, not just by US standards, but by international standards, they've gotten angry and stopped talking, which is, again, kind of immature from a statesman's point of view. So what makes us think this is going to be any different?
Well, I think it's different because some of these issues, like Taiwan, with the upcoming elections in Taiwan in January of 2024, some of these issues are coming to the fore, and possibly something will happen, like with Taiwan, like with China. The sense is by 2027, China's military will be at that level where China could feel confident or would feel confident that they could use military, their military, to unify with Taiwan. My view is they could even do it sooner than 2027. Xi Jinping is a different actor. He's not Deng Xiaoping or Deng's successors, Jiang Zemin or Hu Jintao. This man is assertive. He's made it very clear he could use, and he has the option of using his military to unify with Taiwan. So that's an issue that's a front burner with the elections coming up in January 2024. And indeed, if the elections don't go in the direction that China wants it to go, with the KMT prevailing and not the DDP, the Democratic People's Party of Taiwan, prevailing, which looks like they will prevail, he may do something precipitous, like a blockade, which would be tantamount to a declaration of war. So yes, and we see conflict in the South China Sea with the Philippines most recently. But we see also the possibility of conflict with China's aircraft coming, or their jets coming close to some of our reconnaissance aircraft. So yes, there's a number of issues that are coming to the fore that are visible to us now that require resolution.